kid, I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Assemble.
No! Oh. Man, what an intro. I'm sorry.
What an intro?
We need to humbly brag because that intro is just so cool. It just like, gets me going. It gets me so hyped. Welcome in to the Carbonite Crew Show. We have a name. I think it's called the Carbonite Crew Show. I think that's what we're going with.
We don't really know. We're just kind of winging this.
That's what it is this week. That's what you're watching right now. I can't speak for like 2 months from now, but that's what you're watching right now. It's the Carbonite Crew Show. Today is...
Works for me.
Thursday, February 24th, for all you fine folks. That's the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a time traveler, and that is the day it is right now. Right? Yeah. We can pretend it's
live. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's cool. What is going on, everybody? We are here talking pop culture, Star Wars, fandoms, all of it. We are here.
All the things.
To just to talk all the things. Before we hopped on here, we were just talking about football. We talk about everything. But we're not going to bore you with football. We're gonna bore you with other stuff. That is our plan. So, yeah, welcome in. How are you doing, man? You doing okay?
I'm hanging in there. Okay? A week off the COVID. So, right after we finished recording last night, I kind of just fell off a cliff, essentially, as far as my well-being went.
The show like, was so sick, almost, it made you sick?
It was something like that. Okay. Like, within 2 hours after we got done, I was like, oh, no, this is... Something's happening here. So I had the COVID, had that, went through a rough bout with that, but I am feeling like 95% at this point, I would say. Got a little bit of That's a cough good. Left over, a little bit of congestion left over. I think I'll be able to sleep it off tonight and be kind of ready to go. So that's the hope, at least.
I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you had texted me saying you couldn't taste anything, which is literally the worst thing I think ever that could happen to anyone.
What a weird sensation, man. It feels so weird.
You know what, though? And I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way, so don't hear what I'm not saying, as you like to say. But, like, I have this thought, like, everyone should work retail, right? Like, everyone, or, like, experience customer service. They should.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, not because you're sick, but I just feel like everyone should experience what it's like not to be able to taste anything for like 3 or 4 days. It is wild. Yeah. And it's weird.
It is a very weird, weird sensation.
And it's like, I tried in my head. I said, this could be okay. I could, you know, I know you ate less. You said, you know, maybe eat less, or maybe I could eat healthier. And I was just mad for 4 days. Like, every time I put something, ate something, I was just furious. Knowing I would not be able to taste it, I tried it anyway, and I was mad all the time.
That's hilarious.
No, it's not. It's not funny. It's quite the opposite.
Listen, I went through it too, okay? So I'm right there. The only issue is I didn't have any appetite because I was just, like, pretty much a walking corpse at that point. But, like, we made spaghetti one of the nights, and I tried to have that. Literally tasted like wet noodles. It was not pleasant, might I say.
I don't like spaghetti to begin with, so I can't imagine it would be any different to my experience.
Just imagine taking all of the flavor out of it.
That sounds better than real spaghetti.
Then my wife made my wife made this chicken recipe last night, and she was just like, man, it doesn't really have a ton of flavor to it. And I was just like, well, I can't really give my input here because nothing has a lot of flavor to it. Oh, man.
Excuse me. You can't even be like, no, this is delicious. I don't know what you're talking about.
I just have no idea. It's just like noodles and chicken. I don't know.
That's hey, if there's ever a time for it just to not, you know, be flavorful, it was that time.
There you go. That's a good point.
I mean,
good point. I wasn't really missing out on anything.
She joined you in your experience.
Yes, she did. Just on accident by making a recipe she found. But
I think she was for sickness and in health. That she was like taking that literally. She's like, I will join him for in this sickness experience.
And in health. And since I can't join in the feeling like death part, I'll just join in on the the not being able to taste part.
Yep, exactly that. Exactly.
Oh,
that.
Oh man. Well, I'm glad she at least decided to do something.
You know who can taste? You know who can taste? Hank, the freaking Tank.
Dude, Hank.
Hank,
Hank is who I did not feel like while I had COVID. I did not feel like Hank wanting to break into people's homes and eat their food.
Yes. So Hank the Tank is he is pretty much an actual tank. He's a 500-pound black bear. Is it Lake Tahoe? It's Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe, yeah.
In California. Also crowned King Henry. So I don't know what this man's name is. They don't even know what to call him. They just call him whatever he wants to go by that day. That's how much of a force he is. It says this article says he appears to have skipped hibernation. But yeah, he's this 500-pound black bear that's just been breaking into people's houses and like stealing their food,
like breaking through windows, knocking. It says breaking through garage doors because he knows there's food on the inside.
That's terrifyingly intelligent. Like, I mean, isn't I know it, bears are it's intelligent, scary. Right? And like, he must have nothing to lose. He's like, I want food, and I'm gonna get food. And
because you got to think about it, it's not because he is a 500-pound black bear that he can break a window. Like, any bear could break a window. Correct. It just doesn't know to go break a window. But what if he teaches other bears, and all of a sudden there's like 15 of these bears breaking into people's homes looking for pizza?
Are you talking like so, like, I guess the way I'm imagining it is Gallery of Rogues, if anyone's familiar with that from the DC Comics. They are a group of Batman villains. This is it, dude. Stop. The Gallery of Rogues, right? I hope I'm getting that name right. It's my DC. I need to brush up on it. Gallery of Rogues are Batman villains. And I'm just imagining this Gallery of Rogues type squad, but they're all bears. And there's not just like black bears, there's grizzly bears. The polar bear, like, yeah, there's a polar bear now in California because of this. Like, they have recruited koala him.
Bears.
What, dude? There's a koala bear, a panda bear. Like, bears. There is just this rogue gallery of bears that have learned to like break into people's homes, and the thing is, like, what's the? There's a Dane Cook bit about breaking and entering.
Yes, like, B&E.
B&E. And or like they don't actually take anything, but like I'm thinking of I'm thinking of it on the level like the bears, like they have no fat, like harmful intentions. They just want the food. They want the B&E, if you will. They want the bacon and eggs. I think this is a California residence's fault because they're the ones cooking and making things smell so good. And, you know, maybe
that's
they shouldn't
fair.
Make
that's fair.
Good food. And there's a bear on their state flag. So.
Yeah, they kind of like.
They're inviting that in, right?
Yeah.
You don't like.
Like if I was on, somebody's state flag, I would expect to be able to be fed whenever I wanted by whoever I wanted to have feed me.
Exactly. And I don't want to hear the excuse like, no, that's just a bear, not this bear. It's like, well, how does Hank not know that's not him?
Exactly.
How does Hank know that?
Exactly.
He's like, that looks just like me. That looks just like me. I do want to say, Hank is around 500 pounds. Jeez. An average black bear is 1 to 300 pounds. So this is like the Brock Lesnar of bears. He's just here to take over. It's kind of terrifying. Oh, what's it say? They've received more than 150 calls about Hank. He's broken into nearly 40 homes, causing severe damage in the last 6 months. I assume that's just a property, not to people. Or to, like, you know, the meals. Like, severe damage to the meals.
Emotional damage.
This local guy in this article told CBS News, he's like, I've been in town 40 years, and I've been locking my doors recently, and I've never done that. I got a plethora of questions for you first off, Tim.
No kidding.
Like, that's just stupid that you don't lock your doors. I don't know where you live.
All right. Second of all, Hank's not turning doorknobs. He's breaking them down.
I'm beginning like, to think what? Tim is in on this. This sounds fishy. This Tim Johnson guy, I don't know about you. The more we don't feed them, the more this isn't going to be the case. What does that even mean? Like, bears are coming for your food. Hank is. King Henry is. Like, he's coming. It does say, unfortunately, that the authorities are saying they might have to euthanize him, though, which is a shame. He's grown so comfortable around humans. This just seems like a comic book story. Recruit him.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly intelligent.
That's what I'm saying.
He would probably understand what you would tell him if you're like, hey, there is this idea. Like, get Nick Fury in there. Like, we had an idea.
Has anybody checked to make sure he's not, like, carrying around a sign that says, like, we'll work for pizza or something?
Yeah, like, put him to work. Everyone's hiring. I'm sure someone will use his skills.
Yeah, right? I'm sure there's a lot of things a 500-pound bear could do.
Yeah, like, he could be, move like, stuff. He could be the quality assurance at a window factory or something. Like, maybe he is actually employed by a rival window company, and he's trying to get business drawn into these neighborhoods.
We've gone on too long. That's quite the theory you've got there.
Have we? Oh, man, I'm just beginning. I'll move on from this, but my theories are just beginning.
Hank the Tank is my spirit animal, man.
Like, you mentioned bears where you live in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And, like, if there's anything... like, Hank the Tank would cause me to move near you. If he was around you, I would move there.
That's fair.
Do you think insurance, like, covers that? Like, damage by a bear? Like, in all sincerity? It's weird. That's a weird situation.
I would bet yes.
I mean, after 40 homes, I imagine.
I bet it's covered under, like, whatever, like, wind damage would be covered. You know, like, I bet it is. No,
I'm
so.
Sure that's not at all the category that it's under. Those are two very different. I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from.
I'm sure it is.
The bear flew into my house. Right,
What about random kid hits a baseball into my window coverage? It's under that same thing.
Yeah, I imagine it would be closer than wind. That sounds more feasible to me. Let's move on from Hank the Tank. He's amazing. He's a gem. We will revisit Hank the Tank. Hopefully it's under good circumstances and not under unfortunate news. We don't need another Harambe. Let's just say that.
Oh, gosh. We do not.
What is that? That was, 6 years ago now?
Was that really that long ago?
It was, 16? Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's almost 6 years ago. But, wow. The Bengals are avenging him. Will the 49ers avenge Hank? If anything happens. I don't want anything to happen to Hank. Maybe he'll just disappear. But let's... needless to say, let's talk about Doctor Strange.
Let's do it.
Doctor Strange 2. Well, it's not Doctor Strange 2. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Which, just the other day, I will say, for some reason, I think I kept calling this movie Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. It's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Whoa.
I feel like that's kind of important. Maybe not. But, no, it's totally important. It's Marvel. He's in the Multiverse of Madness.
It's just not normal. Like, that's not the normal wording.
It's not. Dude, I saw a theory, and we're going to talk about, we'll get into, like, what if the show and how that might tie into this. But I heard a theory the other day. What if, no pun intended. So it seems like we might be bringing in like X-Men characters or characters from the Fox universe.
Right.
And obviously
right.
They've always been separate. In WandaVision, mm-hmm. we got that version of Quicksilver, which ended up not being Quicksilver, but he was Quicksilver.
I forgot
in the Fox.
About that.
Yeah, exactly. Someone mentioned, what if this movie, and I kind of hope it's not true, because I kind of feel like it's almost a cop-out if it becomes true, but this movie might almost reset stuff where the MCU, again, will be its own thing, and then the multiverse will kind of be everything else, and they can kind of make their own movies outside of the MCU. So, like...
That's what I was saying last week.
Were you saying that last week? I don't know that I like that.
I was trying to.
Okay, I don't know if I like that. Because...
I think I do, because... But, like, when you have, when you're constrained to the MCU, there's just things you can't do. But when you open that door, then you get the ability to do other things. And I think that's better. I think it's better to have the flexibility.
So are you thinking of it in terms of, let's keep the universes separate, but they are allowed to intermingle at certain times if we need it to? Like, in that sort of sense? Like it's its own thing, but if, like, you know, Doctor Strange comes into the X-Men movie for a blip second because they need his help or have a question, like, that can happen.
Mm.
Like, where it's
no,
like,
no, I don't like that. I was thinking if, like, but I guess they don't need to, like, my thought was, hey, let's make it an option to make a movie that's completely separate from the MCU, right? But I guess they could just do that. They don't need.
But if this, you have the multiverse, you can do that. I guess.
Exactly.
I guess, but if you have the multiverse, I guess you could use the argument, like, now we have to, like, talk about what universe we're in. I guess that could be an argument. Because I feel like that's a big thing with the X-Men movies, is, like, it got to the point where it's like, I don't know what timeline I'm in. So,
right.
So I don't. You know, one thing I am worried about, I will say, is Deadpool coming in. I kind of don't want the Deadpool meta-ness for the MCU. Like, I'm so emotionally invested in everything from the last 12 years of my life, from when I was like 12 years old, to like, I don't want that to be ruined, to be like, can you believe Chris Evans played two superheroes? Like, I don't know. I don't want to hear that on the big screen. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, it was funny in the X-Men universe when he was like, oh, Professor X, which one, McAvoy or Stewart? Like, a little one like that was fine. It was funny. It was in the Deadpool movie. Like, I don't want... like, I trust Marvel. I think whatever happens in this Doctor Strange movie is gonna... I have hope it'll work out. There's been very few Marvel movies where I've, like, walked away and been like, no. Like, just no, or... I try not to think about them. Like, very, very few.
Which ones are those that you didn't really like?
Captain Marvel, straight up. I just don't... I can't do that movie. I'm just being honest here.
That's so weird to me. But okay.
It just, like... I don't know. Maybe I'll feel different with the next Captain Marvel movie if it's, like, more, like, set in, like, present time. Like, with what's going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like... I can't put my finger on it. It's so hard to explain. I loved it the first time, but then the more I watch it, the less I like it. It's weird. Thor 2, it's okay. I mean, it's a Thor movie, so that's cool.
Right.
Iron Man 3, it's an Iron Man movie, but nothing special. Do you have like any MCU movies where you're just like, nah?
Yeah, I think Thor 2, Iron Man 3 are both in there. I did not love Eternals.
Okay.
By any stretch of the imagination.
I didn't love it. Like, if I take out my MCU brain out of it, I think it's a really, really good movie. But I think I like it because of what is coming. Like, I think I like the seeds it planted more than anything.
Okay.
Like, the post-credits scenes and stuff like that. Like, I think I like what it did there. I will say this. I'm sure there's some people out there that agree with me. I'm sure there's some people that will think I'm crazy. But I do think that that movie proved, I don't want to say proved, but led a solid argument saying that Thanos was right in what he did and what he set out to do. Which is funny because we see Clint Barton in the Hawkeye show drinking coffee out of a mug that says Thanos was right. So, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You see that somewhere else too.
You might.
I know. I kind of want one of those.
But this Doctor Strange, Patrick Stewart came out recently and said people have been imitating his voice for years, so he can't give his speculation on how people heard his voice in the trailer. I'm like, okay. Okay. Ryan Reynolds is saying that he is absolutely positively not in this movie. And there are memes galore, I'm sure you've all seen them, that say, I'm somewhat of an Andrew Garfield myself. Which is obviously a play on the Green Goblin's line and what Andrew Garfield did. If Deadpool came into this movie and had like a super meta line like that, where he like straight up said that, that would be everything. I think that would be hilarious. Don't know how Deadpool fits in this movie. I do think Professor X is in this movie. Will it be the same version of we've seen in the past? I don't know. But listen, as far as Doctor Strange and the series What If goes, that was on Disney Plus, animated series, absolutely amazing. Steven finally just watched it. Did you finish it?
I did finish it.
It was amazing, right? Like,
I really liked it. I enjoyed it quite a bit, more than I was expecting. I won't lie.
It's funny.
I didn't have high expectations.
It kind of, like, I remember, like, in the lead up to it, and even the first episode or two, like, it kind of leads you to believe it's just this, like, animated series. Like, what if this movie were like this, or this movie were like this, but every episode you're like, it connects a little more, and a little more, and then by the end, you have this Avengers, like, movie.
Yeah.
Which, in the last episode, it's basically, like, a rewrite at the beginning of, like, Winter Soldier almost, too, which I thought was awesome. I think the show, it was dark. It wasn't this like fun, like happy-go-lucky, like cartoon, like
so dark.
What if this happened? No, it was like, no, Doctor Strange totally just destroyed the literal universe he's in and has to be confined to a bubble because he's so dangerous and nothing else exists now. And that's the end of that episode.
Yeah.
Like, you're like,
right? Right.
When I watch that, I'm sitting there like thinking, like, there's just no way that's the end. And the end credits start rolling, and I'm like, no way. Like, the way I felt inside, I was like, this is not okay. This is not a good feeling. I don't want to feel like this after a show, especially an animated show in Marvel. This is weird. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of speculation that What If is going to tie into this movie, or that this movie is like a live action version of What If. We saw Strange Supreme in the What If series and how dangerous he was. We saw zombies, which appears that we're getting in this movie. I did come across an article and from thedirect.com with the producer of Doctor Strange 2 in the Multiverse of Madness. And there's some interesting quotes in this that I want to touch on. So this is with Richie Palmer. He's a producer for this movie. One thing he did say in this interview is, quote, after all the decisions he's made over the years, this movie really shows Steven reckoning with himself. Okay. That's going to be crazy because, like, we saw him basically doing that in the What If series and how that ended and it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With him trying to rewrite Saving Christine Palmer, and his intentions were good in Pier, I think, but like,
right,
he was told to stop and he kept doing it, which that feels very Spider-Man No Way Home-ish with what Peter was told, like, no, don't do this. We'll try to change it anyway. So I think that's interesting.
Yep.
And
man, that was brutal. Let me just say, watching over and over and over again him try to like redo that car crash, my goodness.
Can you imagine mentally, like, even if it worked, even if finally he got it to work, like, just he would remember all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
like it really gives you like the perspective on why he did the following actions.
And then as a thing, like, it's so heartbreaking. In this interview with Bruce Palmer, he says he hopes to do justice, quote, justice, by in the Multiverse of Madness. So this is a quote from the producer. He says, "Things get pretty trippy. We loved that episode of What If, and we hope to do it justice. It shows another version of Doctor Strange, one who let the universe he lived in be destroyed because of his love for Christine. If he was capable of that for a selfish reason, is that something that our Steven would be capable of doing too? Mm-hmm. We'd like to think, no, our guy's the hero, but you never know," end quote. Oof.
Right, right.
Oof. One theory about this movie I love is that the villain, because there's tons of talk of villains. Is it going to be Nightmare? Is it going to be Mephisto? Is it going to be Mordo? Is it going to be an evil Doctor Strange, or another one from another universe trying to like destroy our universe? Like, we really don't know. And one of my favorite theories is that the evil Doctor Strange we see, or Sinister Strange, whoever it is, I don't know yet, if it's actually our Stephen Strange. Ooh. Like it, what if it almost is What If? Like, we saw what happened to that Stephen in What If.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if that Stephen Strange went back to the beginning of all of that and told him, you can't do this, you have to stop. What if that's what we get? Like, it's ours. It's not another universe. It's not an evil version. You know, maybe he's a little more messed up because of stuff he's done or seen or whatever. Like, what if it is actually him trying to correct his mistake?
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be crazy.
This movie's for sure going to be trippy.
Oh my gosh. So trippy.
I cannot wait. I am so excited. And like, the fact that we're coming off of No Way Home, I don't know. I love how Marvel movies were so, you know, they play off of comic book storylines, whether they change something or anything like that. You know, it's stories we love, stories we know. They make them work, and it makes us feel safe. It makes us feel, you know, like kids again. Stuff we grew up with, right? But it's like, I feel like the further we go along with this, it feels even more like a comic book. Like, people in other people's movies, you know, we started getting that with like Black Widow and Iron Man and in Captain America. But like, we're getting like Doctor Strange, one of the main Avengers now, is a lead role in the Spider-Man movie. Now we're getting like Wanda.
Yep.
A lead role in the Doctor Strange movie. Like, this is a Doctor Strange movie, but I mean, it's not like Wanda's making an appearance. Like, she's a part of the story just as much, you know? And I think that almost, maybe you could say it really began with Civil War, with all those characters like being very integral parts of stories. But I just love how like these movies are almost actual comic books. Like, they're in each other's story because they need to be part of each other's story. It's not just it's not just these little one-offs like Iron Man 2 used to be, or Iron Man 3. You know, used to make the jokes like, well, where's everyone else? You're trying to save your world right now. What's everyone? Like, no, every story is world endangering, so you do need someone else, like, or more people. And I love what we've gotten. And I will say there was a time when I was worried it might be a little too much, but Kevin Feige's the man. He's proved me wrong. And
they have done a great job with it.
He's so good. He's so good.
There's no doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt. All right. So what is one prediction you have for Doctor Strange?
Kang the Conqueror is in this movie.
Yeah, that makes too much sense. You know, like,
yep.
He almost it almost has to be, right? Like, it almost has to tie back to that, because that's what started all the multiverse stuff.
But yeah, that whole Loki show is going to get super wild. Like, I don't know what to think, because so if you look at the season finale of Loki, the whole thing was he explained basically they're at the end of time, right?
Right.
At the end of Loki. So that means everything Kang references in his speech or his spiel to Loki, he already knows about, including the events of whatever we're about to see. That's already happened. Whatever happens in Doctor Strange has already happened, and Kang already knows about it, because they are already at the end of time. They're literally the last ones. Like, yeah. Whoa. It's a very overlooked detail, I feel like.
Yeah. But right.
Like, I won't say the ending of this movie, but like the events of this movie are not referenced in that, but like are a part of every of his knowledge, you know? So
Sure.
And that's the thing, where it looks like we're going to get some sort of form of the Illuminati in Doctor Strange. Like, I almost wonder if Kang is on that group.
Right. I wonder where he's going to fit in.
Maybe not the one we saw, but he talks about very openly his variants and how many of them there are. Like, how he's seen like a million lifetimes. Like,
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe the original is on this panel or this group.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Very cool. I really liked his character for the, you know, one episode we got of him or whatever, but.
Well, he's supposed to be,
so I'd be pretty pumped.
The main villain of Ant-Man in the Quantum Verse, or whatever the movie's called.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. I don't like that as of right now. I'm hoping that Ant-Man movie, like, makes the Ant-Man character feel very, very big. No pun intended. And like important, because I just feel like the Ant-Man movies have almost just been a standalone thing for the most part.
Yeah, they've really fallen flat for me.
And yes, those, see, I didn't even think about those when we were talking about movies that fell flat earlier. Those didn't even cross
Ant-Man
my 2
mind. Was one of the ones I think about, because I actually really enjoyed Ant-Man 1, but I enjoyed it as it's like as almost separate from the MCU kind of thing. But when Ant-Man comes into the rest of the MCU, he feels like,
it feels important.
I don't know if it's
like, to me, I mean,
yeah, it's just, it's weird, but you're right. I hope they do something with this third one. Yeah.
Yeah. And if Kang is the big bad, I gotta, you know, it's maybe Kang being in Ant-Man. It's one of those things where it's like, it's not the Kang we know. It's just a version of Kang. And then at the end, like, a worse version of Kang comes along and like totally Thanos is the whole thing up, and he's like, fine, I'll do it myself. Because like Kang talks about in Loki, he's like, oh, like there's way worse versions of me. Like, so maybe that's what we'll get. Like, I think Kang is like the big bad, right? Of this next phase, whatever it is. Or maybe
that's
kind of
what I was
seeing
too. Yeah.
I imagine. And I think they did it in the most brilliant way, because they almost did it in a very Loki way. And I'm sure that was very intentional, where it's like, you almost just love him. Like the version we got, I love him. I'm like, yeah, give me more of him.
Yeah.
So I am so excited to see what Jonathan Majors does with that character. Like, I hope he gives us performances where it's just like, I hate this man. Like, who?
Yeah.
But then you have the lovable one where you're like, oh man, like, I just got so excited again for all this. Do not sleep on these Disney Plus shows. I feel like some people treat these Disney Plus shows as the animated Star Wars type shows where it's like they don't matter, or they're just they're on Disney Plus. It's like, no, these are so important.
They matter so much.
They matter, like, especially WandaVision and Loki. Like, I won't be surprised if Sam Wilson, Captain America, shows up in this Doctor Strange movie.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He seems like a pretty big player, and we haven't really heard anything from him except right, the show, and that didn't seem like a huge thing, right? It seemed like its own like little thing. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. Staying on the Marvel topic, I want to talk to you about this. There is a report going around that Spider-Man director John Watts is reportedly in talks to helm a Star Wars series. So I guess moving from Marvel into Star Wars, we'll kind of transition that. John Watts did helm all three Spider-Man movies the last few years, concluding with No Way Home, which was an instant classic among fans and critics alike, I really think. Yes.
Absolutely. I'm in for that.
This article does say it's a mystery series. Mystery Star Wars series. But it sounds like it's going to be a show for Disney Plus. Cool if you want to do a movie.
No kidding. I'd take a trilogy. Movie trilogy. Please and thank you.
This is exciting. It's, as of right now, this is all very rumored, right? And we've seen with Star Wars how people get signed on and they get let go or they walk away. So who knows what's going to happen? But you know, John Watts has won our hearts over the last 5 years. And as of right now, this series is being described as Stranger Things in Space. Okay. I'm all for it. It focuses on a younger generation of heroes during the High Republic era. So
okay.
Yeah, those unfamiliar. The High Republic era is a newer era of Star Wars we've been getting the last few years, focusing on like the high times of the Jedi. I know you've been kind of delving into those novels a little bit.
Yeah.
I started one of the books and just stopped. There is also a series right now that we do know of called The Acolyte. And I guess that's actually set in the final days of the High Republic. So there's already some overlap there, which is good. We don't know for sure. You know, nothing's confirmed, obviously. I think John Watts, Star Wars and their directorial choices have been pretty... The bar's been set high. Let's just say that. Bryce Dallas Howard, they've been good. Dave Filoni, like, they've been good. I don't know. Like, what if John Watts, what if there's like a young, no, the timeline wouldn't match up. I was going to say for Qui-Gon, but timeline won't match up.
Oh, no, way too early for Qui-Gon.
Oh, I did learn, reading this article about John Watts, I didn't know this. And I feel like you're going to be happy to read this. I don't know if you read this article previously.
I did not.
I know you're really going to like this. He's helming the new Marvel Fantastic Four movie.
I didn't even know that was a for sure thing, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So if you actually look back at when they released their like Phase 4 projects, the last logo was the Fantastic Four logo.
Oh, maybe I do remember that.
Which a lot of people thought, I know I was one of them, I was like, does that just mean Phase 4? I was like,
it does
kind of look like the Fantastic, and it was confirmed it was Fantastic Four. Reed Richards and Doctor Strange, hopefully. John Krasinski. So that's good news for the Fantastic Four, because I know you had a very bad experience with the last Fantastic Four that came out.
Oh, my gosh.
As I think everyone who saw it did. Just by sitting there, I always say I think you should have to see that movie at some point in your life to know how bad a movie can be.
Did we see that one together?
I
feel like we did.
I think we did.
Garbage.
I remember you saying you literally almost got up in the middle of it to leave. I remember that.
So bad.
I just The director takes fault. He says he didn't understand the characters fully, and he and I'm like, good, yeah, take that blame because it's your fault. I mean, it's not all your fault, but it's mostly your fault. I mean, like, I wouldn't volunteer to like make a Kang the Conqueror movie. Like, I don't know enough about that character.
Right.
And if I did,
I just remember the cast being so good.
Yeah, like Michael B. Jordan and then the movie, Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a good cast. I think the movie was dead in like the first 20 minutes.
Oh yeah, it was written and produced. Yeah, it was terrible.
It was just so bad. Could you, dude? George Lucas would have done a great Fantastic Four movie over that. We probably could have had Star Wars dialogue in that movie, and it would have been better.
Oh, absolutely!
It's so bad.
It would have been so much better. Oh my gosh! Anyway,
like, it makes the original Fantastic Four movies, not that they're bad, but like look like A plus,
like really like high A plus,
A
stuff.
Plus.
That's funny.
It's so bad. But yeah, I'll be curious to see what happens with this John Watts stuff. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I hope it's true. The series is apparently operating under the working title Grammar Rodeo. I have no... Star Wars and their working titles have been mysteries to me since day one. They just legitimately make no sense. I don't either. Empire Strikes Back? Or no, I'm sorry. A New Hope is literally called Blue Harvest. None of it ever makes sense. I love it. I love it. So much. It says Grammar the series Rodeo is dependent on his busy schedule.
Okay.
So to me, that says...
It might be a while.
It might be a while. And also says to me, we want you so bad, we will work around your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Right.
John Favreau reportedly attached to produce. That's good. That is good. Can I sidebar on the show for a second?
So you are allowed to do whatever you want to do.
Okay. I'm glad. I need to pull a piece of information up. So I recently learned that Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie from A Christmas Story, actually works with Jon Favreau a lot. And I did not know this. He played the scientist in Spider-Man Far From Home in 2019 that helps Jake Gyllenhaal and Mysterio. He's the scientist. My mind was blown. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I knew this actor was an elf. Like, oh, cool. Did not realize the same guy. Now that I know, I totally see it. It's him. Didn't realize how much older he was, but it makes sense since it was like 15 years difference. But I just want to say this. And if you want to fight, like, digitally, like, let's fight digitally, you and I. Sure. I told Steven the other day, can you believe this? And this man has the audacity to text me back and say that he does not care for A Christmas Story. Like, I didn't know you didn't like, do you not celebrate Christmas, I'm guessing, right?
Celebrate Christmas? I do celebrate Christmas, actually. I just happen to only really like, you know, good Christmas movies.
What do you watch? What do you watch? Like,
here's the thing.
Hallmark movies?
Almost any other one. I would rather watch a Hallmark Christmas movie than A Christmas Story. Anyway, that's not the point.
Exactly the point.
I would like for you to go ahead and pull some of the people you know that are below the age of 30. Let me know how many of them actually like A Christmas Story. Okay. I think you will find yourself on the wrong side of history, my friend.
Okay, so you want me to poll everyone under 30? That's the age? Like 30 or like 35 and under? You knew 35 and 30. Under or 30? I know a lot of like 31 or 32-year-olds. Can I poll them or no?
35. I don't care.
No, I'm going to do this. I'm coming back next week, and I'm going to tell you my results.
Okay.
That is happening. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And for anyone watching or listening, leave a comment in the YouTube video of if you think A Christmas Story is a good Christmas movie, or if not, why you're wrong. Because, like, straight up, if you think A Christmas Story is bad, explain why you're wrong. It's that little explain at the end of, like, on a test when you're like, ugh. So you put the other answer so you don't have to explain.
Yeah.
No, explain why you're wrong if you don't like it.
It's Listen, a classic, I'm not saying, dude. I understand that it's a classic.
I'm going to take you to the Christmas Story house.
But it was made so long ago. It's so cringy the whole time.
Okay. It was made in 1983. It was the same year as Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. That's a long time ago. 39 years ago, Tyler.
Oh my God. I don't. Do you don't get to like. Do you not like it because it's old?
Probably.
Okay, well, you don't get to watch New Hope anymore. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Nice try. Joke's on you, though, because A New Hope is set in the future. And we're not there yet. That's true, because
A Christmas Story is actually set in the 50s, so you've actually got me there. That's a pretty fair argument. Actually, no, it's set a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, you doofus. Wow!
Don't call me out on a technicality.
Wow. Okay, I will say one thing I never, ever want to happen that I'm like, I'm full, like, no on. I'm pretty open to, like, ideas and movies and TV shows, and, like, I don't ever cross the MCU in Star Wars ever. The Star Wars references in the MCU, fine. Don't ever have a Jedi show up. Like, no.
Oh man,
I will be.
What? Oh man, what if I don't, did?
I'm not gonna be that guy that says I'm done. But like, this is as close as I'm gonna get to saying that. Like, that's not.
They totally might though.
That's the problem, and that's why I'm so mad. Because I feel like it's imminent.
There's going to be an animated series called What If Marvel and Star Wars Were in the Same Universe.
And if you want to make the happy-go-lucky and it not matter, by all means, give me that movie or show. I would love a What If series on Star Wars.
Ooh.
That would actually be really fun. Because I feel like the books we've gotten from a certain point of view have done a good job of like giving us side stories from literally other certain points of view. I'd almost like a show like that, like an animated show, like from a certain point of view, like with some of the short stories animated. I think that would be really, really cool. We'll have to read some of those stories here on the show and just kind of like how they kind of connect to the bigger picture. Because some of those really do.
Yeah.
Like anyone unfamiliar with the whole from a certain point of view, there's two books I think out now, and they follow episode 4 and episode 5. And one of the stories in the first one is literally R5-D4, who was the red droid. We've seen him in The Mandalorian now. He's the one that like blows up when Luke is buying droids, and they have to take R2 instead. Well, this story is told from the perspective of R5, and the story literally goes like R2 told him about his whole mission, and he knew. So R5 knew he needed to go with C-3PO and be with these people. So he purposely like made himself blow up. Like, and that's canon. Like as of right now, like that's canon.
Yeah.
So it's like, so it's these little things, right? Like you watch A New Hope and you know that moment right there is for a reason. Like it doesn't just happen.
Yep.
Like, and I don't know. I would love like some kind of animated series like that. I think it'd be so fun.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Kid doesn't like Christmas Story. I'm done. I can't believe you.
Listen, I'm not saying it's like this bad movie or that it's poorly made or anything like that. I just don't enjoy it. And that's all there is.
All right. What do you think about the rumor that there will be a young Princess Leia in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
Yeah, so I've heard this rumor. And if it's like one of the episodes where Bail Organa reaches out to Obi-Wan and he's like, yo, Obi, my daughter, she got captured or this happened and I need your help. And Obi's like, yep, I'm on my way. I'm fine with that. I think that'd be a cool little like one-off story. And It makes sense because I feel like they would be in contact, Bail Organa and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
For sure.
And if Bail was in like really deep doo-doo, I feel like he would call Obi-Wan because, you know, like if I was having a really bad problem and I could call Obi-Wan Kenobi, I would. Absolutely would. Yeah, I'd definitely be like, hey, yo, look, I got this issue. Can you help me or not? I know you're not doing a ton on Tatooine over there, so can you come give me a hand?
Wow, way to reveal my location over the Bluetooth. Thanks.
Oh, so sorry. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. But anyway, so if it's like if it's a one episode or even like a two episode, whatever, I'm okay with that. I think that could be interesting and kind of fun. But I would really just like to see him do some different things throughout the show, I guess. I want to see him almost Mandalorian style in season one, really, where like
this every is just episode, season three of the Mandalorian part two.
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. what if like the third episode it's just the Mandalorian the whole time doing stuff and we're just like, okay guys, what? Like, are what we just like sending the wrong files out at this point? Is that what's happening here?
No, I hope Bail Organa like intern shows up. He's just ruining everything. I hope Bail Organa shows up in the third episode. There's six episodes all together. Third episode at the very end, or maybe this is after we see young Leia and stuff. And Obi-Wan's like, well, I need your help to fight this crime organization on Tatooine. And then Bail Organa says, I'll help you, but first I gotta visit a little friend. And then episode four is him on Dagobah. Is Bail Organa on Dagobah visiting Yoda? That's all. And then
that is too much. But anyway, so I want it to be almost like every episode is a different storyline and he's doing all these different things and it's like, oh, that's cool, we got to see this, that's cool, we got to see this. I'm fine if they want to do a young Leia. I suspect we'll see young Luke as well.
I would say no one's really talking about that, but we're gonna see young Luke, we all know that,
right? Like, it's almost for sure because
we're getting,
that's why he's there,
and we're getting Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. Like, that's confirmed. The actors from Revenge of the Sith, right. So yeah, like, we have to, like, and so this show takes place, I believe, 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. So it'll be 10 years old.
Okay.
I'm surprised none of those castings have leaked out.
Yeah, me too.
They've done a great job at this.
They've kept this show under wraps.
We know nothing. I almost wonder how much of this they filmed during the other shows. Because that seems to be the smartest thing to do, is you just film everything kind of at the same time if you know what's going to happen.
Right, right.
That way, because, like, we've been so preoccupied with, like, the leaks of him, like, Ewan McGregor and his beard and his mask, and he's wearing all these things. We're not like, oh, there's, like, a 10-year-old child on set. We're not going to find out who that kid is. Cause
yep, right, right, right.
He's important. They've done a really, really good job. I don't know. Then again, we've all been preoccupied with Spider-Man too, so that's over.
Man.
Which we'll I'm not gonna dive too much into the Obi-Wan stuff because I know we're gonna get into that next week too.
Right.
This did start as a Star Wars show, so we will talk about Star Wars quite a bit. I'll just be completely blatant and obvious here. But I found something out today, and this story, it doesn't matter. It has no effect on the world. And this is going to sound really weird, but, like, I can't wait till Spider-Man comes home so I can check out the other Spider-Men. Because Tom Holland came out in an interview like yesterday or today and said, he's like, I won't say who, meaning it could be him, but he said one of the Spider-Men in the No Way Home has a fake butt. He's like, because when I was watching it, I thought to myself, no, that's not real. And he's like, and I can confirm one of them was digitally altered and has a fake butt. So now I have this homework assignment when the new Spider-Man comes out to watch all the Spider-Man and to see who has a fake butt or not, because I have no idea. I just...
Oh, man.
Oh, it's Andrew Garfield, but it's fine.
It's got to be Andrew Garfield, right?
I can hear Andrew Garfield now. Body type, but... I can hear Andrew Garfield. I don't have a butt. I don't know what you're talking about. That was all made up. It's all photoshopped. Actually, when he said it was all photoshopped from the get, he was just talking about his butt and all those interviews.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. The news we needed this week, I will tell you that. It was announced. They did say Spider-Man will be released digitally. I mean on Blu-ray. I'll tell you when I pull it up on my Google machine. It will be released March 22nd. Digital March 22nd. Mm. Blu-ray April 12th.
Okay.
So and that announcement was followed with the Spider-Man meme of all three of them. Official release now. Great nice. Photo, by the way. That photo is up on our Twitter and our Facebook because it is lovely.
It's hilarious.
I love the photo, too, because... You can tell it's not like a it's just like a, hey guys, try out the pose. Like it's
right.
Them
right.
Just, you know, it's not like a, like it's just, you know, gray backdrop. I love it. I love it so much. Oh my gosh. Spider-Man is the best. Andrew Garfield is the best. I'm so happy people love Andrew Garfield. He's my hero.
He's kind of the bomb.
What?
I said he's the bomb.
You know why I really you know I think why I love him so much? Because he has a British accent and he wasn't born in England. He was born in California.
Wait, what? Yeah. Did he move there or did he like
He is weird. An English and American actor, but he was born in LA and I think he has the accent cuz he just grew up in England.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I did not know that.
He's great. And it blows my mind that he's almost 40 years old. It doesn't seem.
Well, that is way older than I realized.
Yeah, he's like.
How old is Tobey Maguire then?
38?
57?
No, dude, he's like 67. Tobey Maguire is 46.
What?
Yes. That's crazy.
46. Wow.
He was only like 28 when the first Spider-Man.
Do 40-year-olds not look as old anymore because we're old?
Oh, man. I don't like that. Why would you say that sentence? I don't like that. I have a trouble psychologically comprehending that I am past the prime of NFL players. Like, I play fantasy football. You do as well. We have a, like, we a have tab, a pod, yeah, a like, bit. Yeah, we talk about it. I have a hard time talking fantasy football sometimes because, like, we'll talk about things like, yeah, that player's like 29. Don't pick him up. He's past his prime. I'm like, bro, like, I guess I'm not almost 29, but close enough. That's not okay. It's not okay.
Right. We're on the wrong side of 25 or whatever, you know?
I literally don't know how old I am half the time.
You're 27 right now.
Thank you. I keep thinking I'm 28. I don't
know. Nope, you're 27 for a little bit longer.
We are the same age.
For three more months.
Oh, my mother texted me. Shout out, Mom.
Is that Wendy?
It is. My mother, Wendy. Yeah, I think that's all I got for today's show, to be honest. I'm happy with ending on a Spider-Man note.
Works for me.
I'm happy with ending on a Spider-Man note. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment with ship names. We're still deciding on that. Leave a comment if you think Christmas Story is a classic and good Christmas movie. I will say before we leave, I'm going to... You said Obi when you were talking earlier. I don't really think I've heard anyone say like, hey, Obi. I kind of love that.
Somebody says it. I think somebody in the show uses it. I think in a movie or a show.
I think Iron Man uses it in Iron Man 1. Because isn't the guy's name? It's Obadiah. I think he says Obi.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
I think that's where I've heard it. I think that's where I've heard it. Okay. Marvel's casting is just spot on. We will see you guys next week. All you geeks and gals, you know, like, subscribe, share the show. Check out video clips on YouTube as well for segments if you don't want to watch all hour of us. Because I totally get if you don't, trust me. Don't know how I put up with him for an hour. I don't know. But thank you for watching, listening. And until next time, may the Force be with you guys.